Another rain series is coming your way after 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another rain report, available by visiting twitter.com/therainreport. I'm Larry, KB9DIP, back after a prolonged absence. As we wiggle our way into spring, it's time to not only organize for field day, as we covered all last month, but to also bone up on our habits and operating techniques on both the high-frequency VHF and UHF bands. Each year at the Dayton Hamvention, one forum is dedicated to improving on-the-air techniques. We'll spend several weeks excerpting from that hour-long seminar here during April. Now, if you're an old-timer, don't go running off, because you're bound to learn something, too, not just our newly licensed hams. Let's get started with our first excerpt, which features Mitch Stern, W1SJ, a denizen of Vermont.
Why do I need to bother with this? Well, for the first thing, good operator means more enjoyment. Do you have more fun working the guy, or do you have more fun saying, the guy says, I can't hear you? Which one's more fun? You got to ask yourself that question. The second thing, better operators make more contacts, and he who dies with the most contacts wins. That's what somebody told me, at least. We are looked up to as the radio experts. All the non-hams look, oh, he's a ham. He knows what he's doing. Well, we better know what we're doing if we're going to be doing this stuff, right? So that's what we're going to learn about. And we have a public service mission, which means that we're called upon to do the marathons and the bike-a-thons and all this stuff and also do emergency communications. We better know what we're doing. And we also need to know more so that we can teach the new guys and gals how to do this. I mean, this is always about training and teaching people. So what we're going to talk about, we're going to first do the basics, the basic operating skills, and unlearn the bad habits that you all